This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right, listeners, if there's any of you out there, that was an echo because I'm Nick and I'm flying solo this morning. Yeah, that's right. Gillian, sadly, is not well, got the snots or some such thing. Plenty of it going around, isn't there? But it's 6:30 and I'm a bit lonely. So if you want to text me in and say hi, you're not alone. I'm listening, Tony. 0427JOY949. Or if you're at work already, you're apart from being crazy, you can email me on air at joy.org.au. I've got a prize to give away. Got someone to talk to, Pete, the chef, who's doing some interesting things out in the Chuka. Bit of news with Andy, bit of music with Vanessa Amorosi to kick it off. If you're in bed, get up. Now.
Joy.
I can't help it, Bananarama. When I was younger, I wanted to have a band called Cucumber Rumba instead of Bananarama. But there you go. Thankfully, listeners, we've been saved by the arrival of Cal.
Morning.
Good morning.
It's an empty studio.
No, I ate her.
Oh. Was she good?
She was sour. Sour as I'd expect. Bitter, yes. Now, how are you, Cal?
I'm pretty good.
How do you feel about that? You've just arrived and I've thrown you in the deep end.
Oh, straight in. Goodness gracious me.
Gillian, like you, has got the snots.
Ugh.
Yeah, so I think you might have given it to her.
Oh, I avoided giving you guys the snots by not being
here. Look at me with my strong constitution. I've come through. I'm fine.
With your amazing immune system.
Oh, sorry, love. We're keeping you up. Hey, listen, Tony, our faithful ever firster in a texter in a row, although he wasn't first this morning, Tony. You're a bit slow off the mark. Well, he was beaten by the very lovely Kenny. Kenny texted in. David Hunt texted in. And now, Tony's had a bit of a rough morning by the sounds. He says a bat did a crap square in the middle of the driver's side windshield. Gross. Bats.
Nasty.
They do sort of fruity poo, don't they?
They do.
Mm, yeah. Well, so how was your journey in?
It was a bit rough, to be honest.
It was a bit rough.
Trying to sleep on the train, it was very uncomfortable.
It's always uncomfortable.
Reading around, and I heard tradies chatting about me as I was...
How about you?
Sitting next to me.
In a fabulous way?
No, not really.
Joy 94.9.
What?
Stop that.
What?
I think you know exactly what.
That's the echo.
Oh.
The echo left.
Well, you didn't get quieter.
After myself.
What?
7:05, Cal. Pal? Mm-hmm. What's happening on our Facebook page? I'll tell you something that's happening.
Yeah.
We've got a podcast.
We do. It's very exciting. We finally have the podcast up.
I know. It's so exciting. I was listening to it last night. Is that completely self-absorbed?
No, I listen to myself all the time.
Do you?
I love it.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? You've got those dulcet, sexy tones.
Oh, thank you.
Now tell me, what have you been up to apart from, you know, expressing yourself like Madonna?
Expressing myself like Madonna. I bought my first jumper with elbow patches.
No!
I did.
Is that because you're an academic?
I like to think it's because I'm an academic. I saw them. I was going clothes shopping and I saw them. I was like, oh, can I get away with it?
Of course you can.
And then I've been leaning on everything.
Have you had your elbows on the table?
I have. Oh, shamefully.
Now, tell me, is that does that make you a hipster?
I don't have the attitude of a hipster, but I realised I bought myself a couple of pairs of skinny jeans and I realised slowly that I'm becoming more and more of a hipster, which is a bit worrying.
Now, Cal, I'm old, as you What? You're very quick to agree there, Cal. Yes, you are.
No, I know.
You old fart. Mm. Oh, it just doesn't see. Because in my mind, I'm still young. However, I am not. And so back in my day, Cal, back in my day, Callum, we had things like skegs.
What's a skeg?
That was a surfy.
Oh, right. Okay.
We had the birth of the bogan. We coined the bogan term.
Oh, birth of the bogan. We had that would mods. Be a magical time.
Mods.
Mods.
Yeah, mods.
Like modern. Like
mods. A- mods wore black pointy shoes. Black skinny jeans. I guess kind of a bit of a cross between an emo. Your modern day emo is a cross between our goth and our mod.
Ah.
Right, are you going with me on this?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
The mod was a bit more sort of, you know, the black hair, but kind of maybe the fringe across the eye.
What, so more well-groomed?
More well-groomed than the goth and not so sort of, well, not
mopey
so
as the emo.
Gothic. Yeah. So, and what else did we have? We had the trendoids.
Trendoids?
Yeah, trendoids. They were a bit more sort of colourful than the mod and the goth. Definitely more colourful than the goth.
But what, similar attitudes?
But, you know, that was kind of, I guess, your new romantic-y kind of Spandau Duran kind of look. Sort of. I mean, there was also that new romantic look. But wait, so anyway, these days you've got
so
a hipster.
Boring.
What?
Today sounds so boring in comparison.
They sounded boring. No, no. So you've got the hipster these days. So can you explain to me, old person, what exactly is the – what's the hipster thing? All I know is that they wear jumpers, possibly with leather elbow patches.
I think the hipster is just being – trying to be old for the sake of old, like vintage. Trying to be trendy,
right.
Vintage.
So it's – they're trying to be
retro.
Me.
Thank
they're
you,
trying
David.
To be me.
Are they?
Is that what they're trying to do?
I think they might even be trying to go further back.
Wow.
Joy 94.9.
23 minutes past 7 here on Joy 94.9, and never have I been more excited to see so many men.
Oh, bless.
Chris, hi.
Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Chris, the PT, is here with us at 23 minutes past 7. I've got Callum. David Hunt's been running around getting coffee. Andy's been reading the news. And I'm excited about all the men in my world. I'm surrounded. I'm swimming in testosterone and I'm loving it.
The ratio has really been tipped the other way, hasn't it?
Tipped.
Well, if it was a scale.
If it was a scale... I'd be up the high end. You lads. It's a bit like the...
Warning over the rest of us.
Have you ever been to Chill Out?
Yes.
Anyone? Yes? No.
I'm thinking of the tea dance.
No, that's after Pride March.
Yeah, no.
No, Chill Out. At the very end of Chill Out, hosted by the fabulous Dolly Diamond and Luke Gallagher, it's tradition that they do a... I was going to say a pull-off. What is it? A
Tug of war.
They do a pull-off of each other. At the end, they have the guys up one end.
It's tradition.
Of course it's a tradition.
Pull-off on the stage.
They do a bit of that as well, I'm sure, out in the bush. The girls always win. That was my point.
Yeah. Mm.
Hooray for the girls. Chris?
Do you know why the girls always win?
Because we're strong.
Yeah.
We know how to get along, and now we're back.
Center of gravity, actually.
I reckon that's rubbish because we've got the bazoomers that are tipping us one way. We've got the booty out the back tipping us the other.
Yeah. Hang on, which
and
way?
You also, you guys have apparently got a bit of a swinger between your legs that rebalance your centre of balance.
That could be the problem, you know.
Gyroscopically balanced.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, I just had a little helicopter image. Anyway, it's gone into a weird place. Chris, tell me about something interesting.
Well, we're going to talk about health and fitness, are we? Yes.
what are we talking about this morning?
Okay, so this morning we're talking a couple of things. We can talk about hydration, which is a big thing if people are wanting to lose weight and even just to feel good. If you're dehydrated, a whole lot of things can happen, such as, you know, headaches can come on, your energy can be affected, appetite is an interesting one. Because if you're dehydrated, I mean, you can survive for weeks without food, but you can't survive for days. Literally, you can't survive for days without water or hydration because your body pretty much shuts down. If you think about it, the human body is comprised of a huge percentage of hydration. You know, the blood that we have, our lungs. Every time we breathe, we're breathing out a little bit of hydration. You know, so the brain, you know, 80-90% hydration.
We're like 70% water, aren't we?
Yeah, there's components of our body that are 90, 95% water.
Well, do you know I've got an interesting and fun fact?
Ooh, yes, like
you know
that.
How we're 70% water?
Yeah.
You know how the moon controls the sea? Like, you know, the tides go in. With yeah. And you know how the moon is referred to as lunar?
Mm. Yeah.
Right? And you know how crazy people are referred to as lunatics?
Yes.
That's because the moon controlling the tides and us being 70% water, apparently people go, oh, it must be a full moon, you're being a bit crazy, because people reckon 70% water, moon controlling, hence lunatic.
Wow. My sister works in a hospital, and every time there's a full moon, if she's on night duty, there are always masses more people coming in with injuries, just being out
yeah.
and stupid mm. and
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah, it makes us a little bit crazy, hence the term lunatic.
Lunatic, there yeah. you go. And pulling that into a weight loss, if you like, basically, if you are not hydrated enough, what happens is the brain sends signals to the body and says, I'm hungry, feed me. What it's really doing is saying, give me some hydration. And when you look at typical foods that we eat, whether it be, not, we may not be eating enough fruit and vegetables, but basically fruit and vegetables is, you know, how we've been, you know, centuries we've grown up, we've evolved from that sort of product. That's 80, 90, 95% hydration. Even things like a piece of chicken or a steak, or if you just think about any piece of food that you eat, something that's not processed, it's got a huge percentage of hydration. So for people that are saying, oh, I'd like to lose a little bit of weight, but they're drinking coffee, drinking tea, even green tea. Right? There's your cup, right? So, they're diuretics. So basically, say they're dehydrating you at the time that you're drinking those things. So it's important to top up with a bit of water, and having a little bit of water often throughout the day, sipping water basically, or having little snacks is about hydration.
All right, now I want to take you to task about something that you just said. After this short break.
Okay.
Hi.
Joy.
Thank you very much, Andy. Now, Cal, we've had a text in from Tony.
Yeah. Now, Tony is questioning your recall. He's saying, at Chill Out, the boys won 2 years ago and dragged all the girls into a giant mud pit, so who's got mud on her face?
Ba-bow, Tony, and I'll tell you how I know this. Now, if he's saying 2 years ago being not this last one that just happened, which is this year but last year, which I'm taking that to mean what he's talking about.
Right, was there a giant mud pit?
Yes, there was, and I'll tell you how I know that the boys lost that year, because I, that year, hosted the dog show in drag, which means I was dressed as a male. And when it came to the giant pull-off at the end, I thought, since I'm wearing a moustache and my fineries, my white shirt, my nice black vest and my nice tie and everything, and I'm dressed as a fella,
yeah,
I'm going to join the boys' team. I'm going to stay in character. And I'm going to join the boys' team.
Committing to the drag.
Well, ended up being dragged through the bloody mud because the bunch of Nancys on the end of the rope with me, with the boys, the dykes, whoo, in, blokes, covered, mud, spattered everywhere. So, Tony, I don't know about that.
Defend yourself, Tony.
Now I'm having a go at you as well, Chris, while I'm on a roll.
Oh, gosh. All right.
You were telling us about dehydration. Now, you said that coffee's dehydrating. Recently, I read about an American study
yes.
that a chap did, and I'm clinging to this because he reckons, no, load of rubbish, that you're still getting the high water content in your cup of coffee.
Oh, yes.
Whether it be made from milk or, like me, a long, strong black.
Okay.
And he reckons, no, if you're still getting the water...
Yeah.
You're still getting the hydration.
Okay, well, it depends on your coffee, doesn't it? For example, short black, long black, latte.
Still all got water in there.
Oh, well, let's say you have a little short black, a double shot of espresso.
Well, let's say I have a shot of vodka.
Ooh.
It's too early for that, Nick.
Cut it out. Just flipping the coin.
I love
just
it.
showing you the other side.
Good. You like a challenge. Okay, that's
shiny.
Good. You can do that. Yeah, look, I think it's all relevant, isn't it? I mean, if you're going to have a coffee and it's going to be a short black, well, yeah, there's how much water's in a little short black. But if you're having a latte, there is some water in it. But be mindful, though. And actually, even just... test it for yourself. And you think about this, when you've had yourself a sip of coffee, just like now, do you feel like you need to run to the bathroom?
No.
No, well, there
no,
you go.
I don't feel like I need to run anywhere, love. I feel like I need to put my feet up and relax. Johnny is jealous. He's trying to think of a good question for you. Come on, JL.
Joy 94.9.
It's 19 minutes past 8. Chris, what is Callum's metabolic age, I ask you?
Wow, Nick, we just did a little test in between that break there, and it's actually come up as 12.
12?
Yeah.
You're 12?
What does this mean? How do I have the body of a 12-year-old?
It means hand back your license and stop drinking grogs.
Oh, but they're the fun things.
Get back to school.
Not necessarily at the same time. I don't want to go back to school.
You're
only 12. Grade 6, no.
Metabolic age. Now tell us quickly, Chris, because we're marching on and time's moving on. What quickly is a metabolic age?
Metabolic age is basically a calculation of basically how it sees your body. So it's a type of physical health that you're in. Depending on your activity level, genetics, height, weight, and actual age.
Does that mean I have the strength of a 12-year-old?
You're going to have a pull-off? To chill out.
I won't be allowed in to chill out. I'm sorry, sir. We need your metabolic ID. Yeah, this is an adults only event, I'm afraid. Metabolic age of 18.
You have to be this high to enter.
Well, right, on a serious note, metabolic age is something. It's an indicator. I mean, it's a guide. I mean, people, you know, traditionally we've always used the scales. We get on, you know, the scales every, and some people get on them every day and wonder, oh, what's happening on my scales? Very, very bad. Very, very dangerous. Can be but basically, they're not an accurate form of telling you what's happening with your body weight. And drinking coffee or your hydration, for example, you might jump on the scales today, jump on them tomorrow, and even you'll notice that it could be easily a kilo difference. And you can fluctuate even within a day of 1 to 2 kilos. And that's all going to be about hydration. So, you know, depending on the time of the month for females, etc., you can fluctuate 2 up to 3, 2.5 kilos just on hydration.
True.
So you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah. Darling, I know that if Gillian was here, I would say, sometimes my bazoomas feel like basketballs. Then, all of a sudden, within a day, back to deflated.
It's gone, yeah.
How deflating for your ego.
So traditionally, jumping on those on the old-fashioned scales that people have at home is a very... it doesn't really give you too much information. When you start exercising, what's going to happen is your muscles are going to start to become stronger, they're going to start to get a little bit bigger, and when you look at the difference between muscle and body fat, the actual volume versus weight, there's a big difference between muscle and body fat. So basically, the scales can be very misleading. So if you're wanting to... You could start exercising and very easily those scales can start going up in terms of total body weight. So nowadays there's electronic scales that you can get. They're fairly inexpensive, but you know, any gym or studio or any even you can get them for home, you know, there's a brand called Tanita, and they use electronic signals and body, then they basically check things throughout the body. Things like internal body fat as well, is visceral body fat is checked. Callum's actually was 1, believe it or not. It goes up to about 20-25 on the scale.
Right.
So he's got no body fat internally. But I mean, he's a very lean guy. I mean, you guys can't see this guy.
There isn't much to me.
He's lean. He may be lean, but he's mighty mean.
There you go. So that's a little bit of an exceptional low reading, which is a good reading to have. But basically, you can measure things like your actual body fat percentage electronically these days, totally separate to your total body weight, because total body weight wraps up so much into that, and it's not an accurate measure.
All right. Well, I'm a little bit disappointed. There's so many ways to measure my weight. So I'm going to go back to hydration. I have a bit of support here Peter, who says coffee is a diuretic, so it does not dry you out.
I thought your argument was that you're still getting liquids even if you drink coffee.
Well, he's saying, it does dry you out. He's disagreeing with me.
He's disagreeing with you.
See, I'm just reading how I want to read.
Reading.
Peter? Forget it. Johnny.
Jealous Johnny.
JJ has said, okay, he wants to know if Gatorade is actually good for us, aside from the hydration of the sugars, and are they counterproductive to weight loss?
Gatorade is a hydrating drink. It's actually it's designed to help you get hydrated. If you look on the label, though, and have a look at the amount of calories in that, it's actually really high. It's a good drink to have if you're active and you know, burning off the calories. Mm. But the problem is if you're not active and you're drinking Gatorade, generally you're going to find you're going to put on weight because you're consuming more energy that you're going to burn off in a fairly easy to consume sort of volume. So one of the things that happens when people say, oh, I want to lose some weight, and you've got to watch the liquid calories, mm-hmm. really is one of the little tricks that get away from us. If you think about eating food, if you sit down to have dinner and you go, all right, well, you know, there's only so much food that you can actually digest or get into your stomach. Your stomach's going to fill up. Whereas if you go out for to a party and you're sipping away on alcohol, and you can sip away all night, because what happens is it's the liquid calories, you know, enter the stomach and then they start passing through the digestive system. So the liquid calories are definitely the ones to watch, because you could consume an incredible amount of calories overnight or at a party or during the day. You know, so if you're sitting at work or get up in the morning and you start drinking things, liquids that have a fair bit of calories in it, you can really push that calorie take through the roof. And when you think back, and people say, oh, I want to lose some weight, the first question is, okay, do you drink any sweet drinks? Do you drink any anything that, do you put sugar, for example, in your coffee? Mm. Or anything that's got, that you can drink that's very sweet or basically with high calories, because you'll do it and you won't even notice it.
Yeah.
As compared to food, a solid object.
Yeah, right. So basically, everything that I'm putting in my mouth is putting on calories. excellent. That's great. Thanks for that excellent news, Chris. Now, look, maybe we can follow up further next week when Gillian's back with the metabolic age, and she'll jump on the scales for you, and she'll probably be about 12 as well.
Okay.
See, as soon as you're gone, Gillian, Nick starts volunteering you to do things.
But hang on, we've got the scales here today.
Yeah, and we'll do that next week. Thanks very much, Chris. It's been great having you.
Joy 94.9.
ABC, Kel, the look of love. Way before your time, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, we all know my age now, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it's even younger now that you're 20.
Oh, 2001.
Yeah, well, thanks to Chris, our PT, for coming in and telling us about, you know, thirsty and don't drink and pretty much, you know, all the things in life that are going to make you put on weight. Callum, speaking of putting on weight.
Yes.
What's your crazy critter this morning?
What kind of segue was that?
Because I like to eat them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you like to eat a lot of my pets. Yabbies.
Mmm, yabby pie.
Vampire bats.
I don't eat those. No. I'm not Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh. Anyway, ducks. A, B, C, D for duck.
Aww.
Oh, they're cute.
Ducks. I like ducks.
They're adorable. I used to study at La Trobe, and they have a huge amount of ducks living around the moat. And once I walked past, and it was a really hot day, and there was in the shade of a just a regular sign, like a road sign, there was a perfect rectangle of ducklings, because they're all just snuggled into the shade.
Oh,
adorable.
Oh, they're cute. They're cute, and I like the way they follow their mum.
Yeah.
Like good ducks.
Yeah, good ducks should.
Mm. So, tell us, what have you got then?
A few interesting facts, a few this morning, because I've been rushing about and making duck puns.
Is that a few fun duck facts?
Fun duck facts.
Hey, you don't want to bugger that up, do you? No spoonerisms here.
We're on very thin ground already.
We are.
They have no nerves in their feet.
Hey?
So their feet don't get cold.
How do they stand up? How do they feel?
The sheer power of their self-confidence.
Of a thigh.
Thigh power.
Yes.
Chicken wing power.
Right. So that means that they can swim around in icy water.
Yeah, very, very cold water, and it doesn't worry them at all.
No problem there, they say.
Yep. They're waterproof. Water off a duck's back. Straight down.
Yep.
They're like living gumboots.
Wading wellies.
They live from anywhere to 2 to 12 years.
Do they?
Yeah, depending on the species.
Huh.
So it's not like it's anywhere not from 2 to 12, suddenly you could go at any minute. It's very stressful for a duck. depending on the species, some live only 2 years, some live only up to 12 years. It's,
right, right.
Yeah, Mandarin ducks, they don't make
Is
the
light. Is that like duck l'orange?
Duck l'orange. I'm a Peking duck. I think it's more like Peking duck.
I love a bit of Peking duck.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh, you haven't lived. Anyway, we're not talking about them on the plate. We're talking about them out in the rectangle of shade.
Yeah, rectangle of ducks. They don't mate for life, but it's the closest we'll get to something mating for life is 2 to 3 years. So they get together for a while. It's a pretty good duck marriage, and then they like.
And then they split up. They say, hey, I've got to move on. I need to spread my wings, as it were.
Spread
I need to see other ducks.
Go back to the swingers pool.
I just need another duck, man.
I just
move
need
on.
A different duck. Yeah. I need some more duck experience.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah. Now, male is called a drake. A female is a hen, or just a duck. Ducklings, of course. So adorable.
They're so cute.
Even when they gang up on cygnets.
You know, do they?
Ugly duckling. You know, with the baby swan, and they all tease him for being ugly.
Yeah, but he didn't gang up on them, did he?
No. All the ducklings ganged up on the single, on the baby swan, on the ugly duckling.
Oh, yeah.
It's fictitious. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I had it all wrong. I was thinking that it was the other way around.
Yeah, because they're threatened by their beauty. Yeah. I get that a lot.
Because ducks are quite colourful and pretty.
They are. They're gorgeous.
Aren't they?
Very cute the way they waddle about. Ending on a sad note. Didn't mean to leave this one for last. Apparently, and I just got this very briefly off the internet, around 100 ducks a year are estimated to be killed by airplanes in America.
No! Do they aim for them?
I hope not. One of my mate's dads aims for rabbits on the road.
Oh, no!
I'm like, oh, God, no!
Why are you telling me these terrible stories?
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'll put up a picture of a duckling, or a lot of ducklings, to make you feel better.
All right. Thanks, Cal.
Joy 94.9.
Wake up, it's Wednesday.
What? 4 minutes past eight, Cal Pal.
4 minutes past eight. This morning is flying by. Now I've had my coffee.
Oh, no. Chris won't be happy with us.
Can't come into a studio on a morning breakfast radio.
And not have coffee.
Yeah, and start bagging coffee out.
No, you can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. Now, Callum, as you're aware, usually at around this time, Gillian and I would do our song playoff.
Yes.
And I asked our lovely listeners on the Facebook what we should do. And then we get people to like it. And the theme for this week was to be TV themes.
That
of which
fun.
I know. And do you know what? All week I've been going through and thinking I could actually do an entire show purely of TV themes.
There are some very good ones out there.
I know.
I know immediately what one I'd play.
What would you play?
I'd totally do the theme from Cheers.
Yeah, now see, that's a popular one, Cal, because everybody knows your name.
Time says nice to go where everybody knows your name.
Dun, dun, dun. There you go. So you get the idea. Now, I was tempted to play the one that I was going to play this morning in Gillian's absence, but you know what?
Yeah?
I'm not going to.
Oh, you're going to play fair?
I'm going to play fair because, I mean, I could just win. I could just play mine
with
and we could say, okay, you know, which one do you like?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nix. But that's not fair. And also, I'm keen for, you know, Jill to... I'm keen to hear what she's going to play, given that Kate Bush doesn't sing any TV theme songs. So she's going to be in the lurch,
Is Gillian listening? She'd be rolling around in her grave if the snots have killed her.
Yeah, no, I think she's listening in, tuning in from her sick bed. But bless her. She has texted in, actually. She says, morning, Wooers. Hope you're having a cracking time. Cracking time. No, it's a sausage fest, Jill.
It is.
Yeah, it's all me and all the boys. Anyway, speaking of cracking times, instead of doing our TV theme song segment and our song playoff, I'm going to do a little tribute. I'm sure in saying that word tribute, everybody probably knows exactly what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we are aware, we lost Chrissy Amphlett during this week.
That's such a shame.
It is a shame.
I'm not sure shame's the right word
using. No, well, she was very unwell, and that's sad. But she was an amazing woman. She was a rock goddess.
Oh, yeah.
An absolute rock goddess. Born down in Geelong, Cal. Did you know that?
Went to high school with my mum, in fact.
Belmont.
Mum taught her how to sew. Or something, helped her in the sewing class.
So what?
Mum was, that's my claim to fame. No, my mum helped Chrissy Amphlett learn to sew.
That was a
sew.
Question. What, like sew a potholder? No, anyway.
Oh, I have no idea.
So I'm going to play, in Gillian's absence, I'm going to play a song that I like, that everybody likes, because it was their biggest number one hit, in fact. But this is the live version.
Ooh.
So,
I'll turn it up.
Chrissy. No, you sound like Gillian. Chrissy, the Divinals. Rest in peace, darling.
Joy.
If you're going to do it right, do it with me and Cal on 94.9 at 22 minutes to 9. Nearly time for Brandon.
He's wandered in. He's getting his CDs. He's getting ready.
I'm just checking our Facebook page. And you've, Chris the PT, checking our metabolic age this morning. And you've mentioned that we were all terrified. And Narelle, hello, Narelle, darling, if you're still listening, has said, morning, no wine. No wine to assist in the metabolic age. And Hickey has also posted on our Facebook that he's pretty glad that he's retired now from our program.
We definitely would have volunteered him instead of me. That machine was weird. It was like a really dull segue.
Yeah.
Standing on like this, this you know, like electronic scales, and then they have this handle that you pull up.
Yeah,
attached to
you
a,
looked like you were riding one of those Segway things.
Yeah. It was, I've never ridden a Segway.
Haven't you?
No,
I haven't either.
Like so much fun.
I know, but
well, you said that, haven't you? I know. Oh, well, no.
You haven't lived, man. Get on it. No, I've only assisted a small child to do it.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Well, you've been closer to a Segway than I have.
Speaking of.
apparently, the guy who invented the Segway accidentally drove his Segway off
a
cliff.
He did a lemming impression on his Segway.
Terrible idea.
I know. That's kind of cruel, isn't it? It's cruel and unusual.
It is.
Mm. Now, has our text machine gone off with people wanting to win our CD of the week, True Romance?
Not quite, but Mark has texted in.
We've only got about 100 people wanting it, so competition's hot.
Oh, it is. Get in there. Will you be the lucky one? Mm. Lucky 101th.
Yeah, Mark, as you rightly pointed out, Mark from Melton. Do you remember Mark from Melton? He used to text in quite a bit.
I do. He's now Mark from Manhattan.
He's what?
How ritzy. I'm listening all the way from New York City.
Oh.
And sorry to hear Gillian's unwell, but it's lovely to hear familiar voices again.
Mark, that's so lovely of you to let us know that you are listening all the way from the Big Apple. I'm so impressed with our people that text us and email us from overseas.
But nice to listen to a good old-fashioned Aussie accent, then.
G'day, mate.
How are you, Mark?
Good. Well, speaking of other places and other cultures and other languages and other people listening from all around
other
the world.
Other examples.
Let's walk like Egyptians, do you want to?
All right.
Joy 94.9.
I've got to go now. I've got to say goodbye.
Joy 94.9.
7 minutes to nine.
I never get sick of that.
I don't either, and that's bad because it's me.
I hope our wooers don't get sick of it either.
Oh, what, do you think I'm overplaying it?
Oh, that's the first time I've heard it this
today,
morning.
Yeah. I only played it about 17 times last week.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Joy.
4 minutes to nine, Kel. Almost time to go. However, we've got a CD winner.
Yep. Ask and you shall receive.
Anna.
Enjoy.
Anna Banana.
I'll give you a call.
Smoking a Havana.
In 4 minutes.
Congratulations, Anna. Stay tuned, loyal listeners, because coming up after the 9 o'clock news with Andy is the lovely Brandon.
He's already moved his stuff into the studio.
I know, look at him. I'm feeling invaded. I tell you, I've never had so many men in my life.
He's a tall guy too. He looms.
No, he does.
He looms while he waits.
He lurks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's perhaps a little bit
like,
dramatic.
Like a fridge that hasn't been cleaned out in like 3 years. Sorry, that's an obscure reference to a Douglas Adams. He got a black heart. Yeah, no, good call.
That's what I think of your obscure references. See you next week. Thanks for listening. Love your guts. It's the opposite of hate your guts. Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.